Off the Ball. GAA.
And even in the start of the first half, I was actually close enough to him when the game was going on and things weren't going well for Roscommon, and he was still the same. Like, you wouldn't even know if they're winning or losing. That's kind of the way he is, and he kind of projects that to the dressing room as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Well, what an absolute honour and a privilege to chat to the winning trainer of the Kentucky Derby. Cherie DeVoe, you're very welcome to Off the Ball.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I have to say, I have wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby since I was a little girl. I've grown up around horses, and I have to say, watching you, watching the videos since that day, May 2nd, 2 weeks tomorrow, can you describe for us how the past few days and weeks have been for you?
Oh, it's been really surreal, busy, but haven't really even gotten a chance to absorb the excitement and the enormity of winning the Kentucky Derby. But it's been fabulous, but definitely busy.
I can imagine. And as a, like, you've gone viral all over the world. Now, we've seen the videos you've celebrating. We've seen the raw emotion, the joy, the elation and everything. And I want to talk about the race. Talk about Golden Temper by name, Golden Tempo by nature. I've watched it now a few times over and still I get goosebumps, because for those who didn't get to see it, Golden Tempo was in last place. And it didn't, for us, I suppose, that don't know the horse, it didn't look like he was going to even place. And the way he came up around the final bend with Jose on board, it was magical to watch, and then to get the win. But I suppose you knew what he could do.
Well, we have tried to change Golden Tempo's running style. You, especially over in Europe racing, there are closers that come at the end, and that's a very characteristic turf running style. On the dirt, it is much harder to do because you can't really get that acceleration. So we've tried to put blinkers on him, you know, try to do different things to get him a better tactical advantage. But that's how he wants to run. So he was cool and calm. Jose was. And when you run a horse like that, like Golden Tempo, there needs to be a lot of pace in front of him, which definitely materialized. So that was like the way the complexity of the race shaped up was much in our favor. So, you know, but in his running style leads up to me screaming like a banshee at the end part of it, cheering him home.
It was just so magical to watch, of course, the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby as well. And, you know, I think, yeah, is it since 2018 you've been training, or is 2017 your first winner in 2018? So to achieve the Kentucky Derby so early on in your career is some achievement as well.
Well, yes. And I tell everyone I started in April of 2018 and I didn't win my first race until March of 2019. So really would not have even thought that this was a possibility back then, but it was so exciting. And I honestly didn't allow myself to believe that we could actually win the race. Golden Tempo was training wonderfully. We had a plan with him. He went off long odds because he is a horse that's very much in development. And we knew that. So I felt like he was going to run really well, win the race. I probably would have just laughed if somebody, you know, said, well, in 2 weeks, you're going to be talking about that. But I will take that pleasant surprise any day.
Golden Tempo was 23-1 when he set off. And as I said, I watched it a few times over. And when you see the race on the screen, you actually can't even see Golden Tempo because the camera screen can't go that far from the leading pack right to back to him. And then to watch the end, the way he bounced up through it. Obviously, Jose gave an incredible ride and bet his brother.
Yes, that was an emotional moment between the two of them. They are both fierce competitors, and I wonder what it would like to be a jockey. I've never ridden a race in my life, but I wonder what it would be like when you're riding the race and you have to focus on the finish line. And then right after, there's a whole flood of emotions of, I just did that. I just beat Irad, you know, like, and Irad feeling that defeat, but wanting to be happy for his brother. You know, there's just so much that complexity of the outcome of the race that was kind of like really neat to watch unfold.
It's absolutely magical, and it's been incredible. Even watching, as I said, over and over, I kind of am still getting goosebumps. And I'm sure I can't even imagine what it's like for you and your team. I know you have such a supportive team and family around you as well. It's been just incredible to watch it all.
Yeah, no, it's been a whirlwind. As I said, my family doesn't get to come to Kentucky too often. So the fact that they were there to share in that, my best friend, my stepdaughter Reagan goes to boarding school. So they were kind enough to let her come to the race because they're a little strict on their rules. But having everybody there and having the support, especially they've all seen it from before I was a trainer. They've all seen it from well before that moment.
Well, what a day to miss school anyways, I'm telling you that much. Yeah. That'll certainly be one that she'll never forget. And I want to talk a bit about Golden Tempo's breeding because he's out of a grade one placed, a graded stakes winner, Carumba, and of course, sired by Curlin, who was the 2007 and 2008 American Horse of the Year. So incredible breeding there as well for the colt.
Right. And again, I don't assume anyone knows anything about American racing, but the Phipps family, who were co-breeders and co-owners, their family ties in our sport over here go back over 100 years. So, you know, to be able, and they breed. So the Carumba, that is all their breeding. They don't buy too often. So they have developed that family over all of these years. So for them to have that full circle moment back with their homebred was special. And for me, they don't have a lot of trainers. I'm one of the few in my lifetime that have gotten to saddle a horse with the black, it's all black and red cap. So again, just being able to work with their family with such a history is an honor.
I said, it's just, it's great to see it all and see all the support over there. And as you mentioned, I suppose those who are listening here in Ireland might only be familiar with Irish racing and we kind of, I suppose, the UK as well. So it's great to get some insight from an American trainer as well. For Golden Tempo, what is next? Because I know you are, I think you said in a recent interview, going to give him a bit of a rest. He deserves it. As you said yourself, he's not a machine. He is a horse. He is an athlete. He does need his breaks as well.
Right. So we're pointing him towards the Belmont Stakes. So he had a nice, easy work this morning, just kind of get his legs back under him, which he was more than happy to do. But to come back and race in 2 weeks after he had done so much to win that race, we just felt for racing, he just needed more time so that we didn't have a disappointing effort.
What's he like at home? I've seen some videos and he seems very sweet.
He is. Well, before, like, up until about a week before the Derby, you could go in there. He was very docile. He kind of like, he let you do whatever. And I was telling the owners or the ownership group, I said, he's trying to breed the ponies. He's like nickering at him and throwing his legs. And then he starts to get really mouthy. So he was literally feeling himself going into the race, which that's what we want. Right. Yeah. So, and that did, that was one of the factors in why I was so confident in his ability to run a top race, because he was touting himself on the track, the way he looked, but also in his demeanor. So now he's not bad. He's just a colt. So we give him a towel as a pacifier. So if he has a towel to bite on, he's not biting on you if you're trying to take a picture. So it makes it a little funny, but at least he's not biting anyone's arms.
I love when I talk to trainers, jockeys, owners, and hear about these little quirks that the different, you know, horses have. Like, I think it's in Henry de Bromhead's yard, they have a pet goat, and the goat keeps some of the horses company. And you'll often see like different animals kind of form these friendships as well. It's always so interesting to see the dynamics of, because I suppose they're warm blooded animals. They're athletes. They're, you know, they kind of do need something, as you mentioned, to pacify them.
Right, right. Well, I had a champion filly. She was champion turf filly last year named She Feels Pretty. And she needed the goat. And I hate the goat. And the goat's on his way here with another horse.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Mickey the goat comes back to haunt me.
I love it. I know you said you haven't ran a race yourself, but of course you've involved in horses your whole life. And you were a barrel racer as well, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. So I grew up, my parents trained standardbreds and they took a sabbatical, and I found myself doing rodeos and participating in barrel racing, which I loved the speed aspect of it. Again, probably couldn't get me to do that because I'm too much of a wimp now that I'm older. But and that led me to exercise riding. I got on the racetrack at the very bottom. We call them hot walkers. They just cool the horses out when they're finished training. And then I was like, oh, I can ride. And that kind of, that's what led me to be a trainer. Really, I've galloped. I was an assistant trainer for 14 years. So I really put in a lot of foundation before I went out on my own.
Absolutely. And for anyone who's listening is wondering about barrel racing, it was, of course, featured a bit in Yellowstone. And I have to say, it's really fast. And I was like, those horses can turn on a sixpence, as we'd say here.
Yes, yes, most definitely. They have turn and stop and acceleration. So it's all the fun things in about 20 seconds time.
It is.
Less, 15.
It is worth taking a look on YouTube at some barrel racing videos just to see what goes on, because it is pretty, pretty intense. Sheree, yeah. Before I let you go, of course, before you spoke to us here in Off the Ball, you were at an incredible event in Leopardstown for Women in Racing, which is an initiative here in Ireland to get more women into racing, of course, to support those who are involved in the industry, whether they're trainers, they're jockeys, they're breeders. It must have been incredible to chat to so many women. I'm sure they were amazed to chat to you as well and to talk to a Kentucky Derby winner.
Yeah, no, they were wonderful. Some of the ladies there are very talented in their own right and respected. So it's an honor to be able to feel like they're wanting to talk to me. And, you know, we get to spread the word and advocate for our sport. I think that's something that it's not just in America. We all have to work really hard to keep our sport in a positive light. And some of it's deserved and some of it's, you know, not, but I take a lot of joy and I respect that, you know, I get to be that person.
That's it too. And I think as well, you've just proven that women can achieve the highest in their sport as well, which I think is hugely important. And, you know, it's like, as I said, I've grown up wanting to go to Kentucky Derby, and I've seen it as a child on, you know, videos and television and heard about it on the radio. So to be able to talk to a Kentucky Derby winner here in Ireland is a hugely special moment for me as well.
Well, we're going to have to get you out here next year, first Saturday in May. So put it on your calendar.
I will be there, absolutely. And we'll have to get you racing over here as well. We'd love to have you over in Ireland.
Yeah, that was asked of me, but I said if I had the right horse and the right situation, then for sure we'd be over there.
Sheree DeVoe, leave it with us now, because we've announced it now live in the airwaves. So, it can easily happen. There's no reason why we can't get over to Kentucky Derby to support you next year, and we can get you maybe have a horse over here. But I'll just have to get you ready for the weather now. I'm sure you've heard a lot about the Irish weather. It can get a bit cold and wet over here.
One of my top assistants is from Ireland, so well-versed in that.
Oh, who's your assistant over there?
David Carroll.
Oh, wow.
He is from... I blanked it out, and I know it's... His nephew also rides... and I'm blanking on that. His last name is Carol, but...
Well, I've no doubt that he's got family and friends listening in right now to us here on Off the Ball. Winning trainer of the Kentucky Derby, Sheree DeVoe, of course, with your fabulous colt, Golden Tempo, ridden by Jose Ortiz. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening, and I wish you every success, and I cannot wait to follow the rest of your career.
Well, thank you for having me on. Have a great rest of your evening.
Absolutely super to hear from Sheree DeVoe there. Of course, I mentioned she was speaking at the Women in Racing event in Leopardstown this evening. And to let you know that there is a Women in Racing Lady Riders Handicap, which goes to post at 8:30 this evening. So we'll have results for that very, very shortly. And if you want more information, head over to womeninracing.ie to learn all about their events that they run, their mentoring, annual membership, and so much
more. Off the Ball, GAA.
And even at the start of the first half, I was actually close enough to him when the game was going on and things weren't going well for us, Gorman, and he was still the same. Like, you wouldn't even know if they're winning or losing. That's kind of the way he is, and he kind of projects that to the dressing room as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.